We are back from recess, and we have abatements scheduled. And we have an individual that we have all discussed, and we discussed within the executive session with counsel last week regarding assessments, litigation, etc. However, I think we came to the conclusion at that time that it would be in the best interest of the county, the best interest in the property owner, the best interest of the process, if we abated the confusion from prior years and moved forward with the year 2012. It's with that that I approached the assessor and asked him if he would, in fact, present an abatement on this property. Mr. Strahan.
I will present an abatement on this property. There's an issue of I've got to get the name changed off of the property that was purchased through the tax sale. So the regular abatement process will have to be overrode.
Could we abate by partial ID for those years?
Yeah, we can do the numbers.
Okay.
I'm telling you, the numbers is easy.
Okay.
We've got a name.
Well, and there is, if I'm not mistaken, looking at counsel, there's also a quick claim deed that is coming from.
Yes, and the for the years that you're going to abate, I think the quick claim on the deed information will show these folks actually owned it during that time, even though
we changed.
There was a tax sale. So we'll be able to get it all cleared up. The paperwork's there to clear up.
Mr. Strahan, can you provide for us the property ID number?
17-2.0-04-003-011-015.001.
And what years are we abating?
We would be abating
all years prior to 2012 that are currently reflected on the
just
taxpayers.
All years.
I think it's like 9, 10, and 11, and it's a fairly small amount. You know, we're talking about 3 years, but I think it's a small amount. So if you say everything prior to 12, we're for sure covered.
Okay, motion to abate all prior years to 2012 for partial ID 17-2.0-04-003-011-015.001. Is that correct, James?
That's correct. Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to abate all prior years prior to 2012 taxes owed regarding parcel number 17-2.0-04-003-011-015.001.
Discussion.
What that'll mean is the people that purchased the tax sale will receive their monies back.
Right. I just
she has those
to
and has said she would take care of them.
Right. Okay.
Further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. We have scheduled a BioSolids Coalition post office box issue, and I do not know what that is.
Coalition needs a post office box in order to go forward with finalizing the papers for DNR.
And they're wanting us to pay for the post office box.
And because you all are actually the owners of the equipment that that DNR will be communicating with, they would like for you.
Why don't they get the post office box and submit us an invoice for that, and we'll take care of it if
you
it's okay
thank
with
you.
The other committee.
Sounds great.
Gentlemen, I think that concludes our morning business. We are scheduled with both members of council this morning.
With that said.
Bob, are you part of the executive session?
Yes, he will be number one on the agenda.
Motion to go into executive session pursuant 610.021.123 and 12.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to go into executive session pursuant to 610.021, subsections 1, 2, 3, and 12. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Danny, aye.
James, aye.
Ron, aye. All opposed, nay. Motion carries. For the public's edification, we will not be coming back into open session. We'll conclude our business with council this morning and then adjourn for the day until next week.